BBC News with Natalia Rolston. The Chinese government has demanded to see the satellite data that led Malaysia to conclude that the missing Malaysia Airlines flight had crashed in the southern Indian Ocean. China's deputy foreign minister asked Malaysia's ambassador to China to provide detailed evidence. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak said earlier on Monday that satellite data showed the aircraft had ended its journey in the remote seas west of Australia.
This is a remote location, far from any possible landing sites. It is therefore with deep sadness and regret that I must inform you that according to this new data, flight MH370 ended in the southern Indian Ocean.
But some relatives of the Chinese passengers said they were sceptical of Malaysia's conclusions, as the plane had not been found yet. Most of the people on board were Chinese. Wang Yonglei's parents were aboard the plane when it vanished from radar screens more than 2 weeks ago.
For me now, it's disaster until now. All the information is just to confuse all the family. Surely we already don't trust Malaysia.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said the G8 summit in Russia in June has been cancelled following its annexation of Crimea. Speaking at a G7 meeting in The Hague, she said that while the political environment was lacking, the G8 did not exist either. The Prime Minister David Cameron had a similar view.
We should be clear, there's not going to be a G8 summit this year in Russia. That's absolutely clear. We'll be meeting tonight the seven other countries of the G8 to determine the way forward. But frankly, it is Russia that needs to change course.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said it would be no great tragedy if Russia was expelled from the G8. Mr. Lavrov, who is in The Hague for a nuclear security summit, has met his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Deshitsa, on the sidelines. The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt has denounced death sentences given to more than 500 of its supporters as politically motivated. A Brotherhood spokesman told the BBC that the army chief, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, has used the judiciary as a tool against the banned organisation. There's been widespread condemnation of the sentences, which were delivered during only the second session of the trial of Brotherhood supporters charged with killing a policeman and destroying property last year. The US has expressed its deep concern. World News from the BBC. A jury in New York has convicted five former employees of the disgraced financier Bernie Madoff of conspiracy to defraud. They were found guilty of defrauding clients, securities fraud and falsification of books and records. The five helped Madoff cover up the true nature of what's thought to be the biggest financial fraud in U.S. history, which lost investors more than $17 billion. It's the first related case to reach trial since Madoff was jailed back in 2009. There are fears that an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus may have spread into Liberia from neighbouring Guinea after five patients died in Monrovia. The Liberian health minister said they were investigating the exact cause of death. The BBC's global health correspondent Tulip Mazumda reports.
An emergency response is underway by the country's Ministry of Health to control the outbreak. Since the end of January, the virus has killed around 60% of people infected. There's no known cure or vaccine for the virus, so the focus is on stopping more people catching it. It's highly contagious and spreads through close contact with infected people and animals. Symptoms include fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and internal and external bleeding. Emergency isolation units are being set up in affected areas.
Officials in the United States are continuing their search for victims of the massive landslide that hit a small village in Washington state on Saturday. They say there are 108 reports of people missing or unaccounted for. Officials said many of the reports could refer to the same people. So far, 8 bodies have been recovered. Heather Graff is a reporter for King 5 News, a local TV station. She says the situation is incredibly difficult for the rescue crew.
They had been out there all night. They've been out there much of this morning, and in the last half hour, they've been pulled from the scene temporarily because they're worried that ground's going to start moving again.
BBC News.